Now, after the tales of witchcraft that we had last week, Carl Merry has returned. But this week, I believe it's all to do with not witchcraft, but what is it?
The 13th Reaper.
The 13th Reaper.
A ghost tale?
A ghost possibly? Story. Right. Right. Let's hear this.
It was the day of the hay harvest, and 12 men, known to the master of the hall, turned up the mow with their scythes. And a 13th man joined them, slipped in amongst them, a stranger. Well, he seemed to have a more splendid scythe than anyone else. And he went on mowing long after the other men had stopped. In fact, he went on mowing long into the night when the moon had come out. And this made the other men uneasy. They slipped iron bars into the field where the strange man was working. But amazingly, the stranger went on cutting through the iron as though it was a slice of cheese. It's as if he were the devil himself, voices muttered. When the stranger went to be paid by the squire up at the hall, the squire could not take his eyes off the man's feet. They were not feet at all, but cloven hooves. And the squire rose to his feet, screaming, I won't pay you! I know who you are! Some may call you Old Hopping Tom, but I know you're the devil. There was no answer. Just a flicker of flame, a hideous shriek, and the stranger ran outside, clutching his drinking bowl. With one almighty heave, he threw it into the centre of the field, and the field flooded and the crops drowned. And that pond is known now, still, as the Devil's Drink Bowl.
My word, my word. And whereabouts is this?
Mersey Island.
Mersey Island, oh, back to Mersey Island.
A ghost or the devil? Some people see a ghost, some people see a devil.
Now, you've done ghosts, you've got witchcraft, you've got devils and all sorts of things, and of course, dragons. So what are you talking about next week?
I think we might do the Headless Saint.
The Headless Saint, right. Okay, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Carl.